They are not immortal, and without a change they must wear out and be lost to the work. A 495.2. We have precious gifts in brethren A, B, and C. We cannot afford to have them look in their health through close confinement and incessant toil. A 495.3. They have had scarcely any variation, except what fevers and other sickness have given them. They should have a change frequently, should often devote a day wholly to recreation with their families, who are almost entirely deprived of their society. All may not be able to 496 leave the work at the same time, but they should so arrange their work that one or two may go, leaving others to supply their places, and then let these in their turn have the same opportunity. A 495.4. I saw that these brethren, A, B, and C, should, as a religious duty, take care of the health and strength which God has given them. The Lord does not require them just now to become martyrs to His cause. They will obtain no reward for making this sacrifice, for God wants them to live. A 496.1. Seek means for innocent, instructive recreation. There are modes of recreation which are highly beneficial to both mind and body. An enlightened, discriminating mind will find abundant means for entertainment and diversion, from sources not only innocent, but instructive. Recreation in the open air, the contemplation of the works of God in nature, will be of the highest benefit. A 496.2. I believe that, while we are seeking to refresh our spirits and invigorate our bodies, we are required of God to use all our powers at all times to the best purpose. We may associate together, as we do here today, no portion of an address to a company of about 200, enjoying a season of recreation at Great Godwreck, near Battle Creek, Michigan, in May, 1870. And do all to the glory of God. We can and should conduct our recreations in such a manner that we shall be fitted for the more successful discharge of the duties devolving upon us, and that our influence shall be more beneficial upon those with whom we associate. Especially should it be the case upon an occasion like this, which should be of good cheer to us all. We can return to our homes improved in mind and refreshed in body, and prepared to engage in the work anew, with better hope and better courage. 497 A 496.3. God's invitation to youth. God's invitation comes to each youth. My son, give me thine heart, I will keep it pure, I will satisfy its longings with true happiness. God loves to make the youth happy, and that is why He would have them give their hearts into His keeping, that all the God-given faculties of the being may be kept in a vigorous, healthful condition. They are holding God's gift of life. He makes the heart beat, He gives strength to every faculty. Pure enjoyment will not debase one of God's gifts. A 497.1. Chapter 80, What Shall We Play? Substitute the innocent for the sinful. Youth cannot be made as sedate and grave as old age, the child as sober as the sire. While sinful amusements are condemned, as they should be, let parents, teachers, and guardians of youth provide in their stead innocent pleasures which will not taint or corrupt the morals. Do not bind down the young to rigid rules and restraints that will lead them to feel themselves oppressed and to break over and rush into paths of folly and destruction. With a firm, kind, considerate hand hold the lines of government, guiding and controlling their minds and purposes, yet so gently, so wisely, so lovingly, that they will still know that you have their best good in view. A 498.1. There are amusements, such as dancing, card playing, chess, checkers, etc., which we cannot approve, because heaven condemns them. These amusements open the door for great evil. They are not beneficial in their tendency, but have an exciting influence, producing in some minds a passion for those plays which lead to gambling and dissipation. All such plays should be condemned by Christians, and something perfectly harmless should be substituted in their place. A 498.2. While we restrain our children from worldly pleasures that have a tendency to corrupt and mislead, we ought to provide them innocent recreation, to lead them in pleasant paths where there is no danger. No child of God need have a sad or mournful experience. Divine commands, divine promises, show that this is so. Wisdom's ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. 499 A 498.3. While we shun the false and artificial, discarding horse racing, card playing, lotteries, prize fights, liquor drinking, and tobacco using, we must supply sources of pleasure that are pure and noble and elevating. R499.1 The useful place of the gymnasium. Gymnastic exercise is still a useful place in many schools, but without careful supervision they are often carried to excess. In the gymnasium many youth, by their attempted feats of strength, have done themselves lifelong injury. R499.2 Exercise in a gymnasium, however well conducted, cannot supply the place of recreation in the open air, and for this our schools should afford better opportunity. R499.3 Games with a ball, basic guiding principles. I do not condemn the simple exercise of playing ball, but this, even in its simplicity, may be overdone. R499.4 I shrink always from the almost sure result which follows in the wake of these amusements. It leads to an outlay of means that should be expended in bringing the light of truth to souls that are perishing out of Christ. The amusements and expenditures of means for self-pleasing, which lead on step by step to self-glorifying, and the educating in these games for pleasure produce a love and passion for such things that is not favorable to the perfection of Christian character. R499.5 The way that they have been conducted at the college does not bear the impress of heaven.